Hi, I'm Georgina Hudson from GeorginaHudson.net. This podcast has been created to support you in your path of self-awareness and well-being, and to draw a roadmap together that can help you align mind and heart. Today's topic is the fear of talking in public, and we're going to focus, of course, on how to overcome it. For more information about what I do and about me, you can visit my website on GeorginaHudson.net or my Instagram account, GeorginaHudson.coach. Hello, how are you today? In this week's podcast, we're going to explore the challenges of stage fright. What a challenge. And how to overcome them to become more confident and more reassured speakers. Moreover, today I want you to embark on an unexpected journey, something we haven't done. I want you to see all the problems that this might bring up, but also I want you to take you to the other side. But first, let me ask you, have you ever felt that knot in your stomach before an important presentation at work? Or maybe you've avoided social events for fear of public speaking. I struggled with this issue during a period of high stress, and I was able to overcome it. So if I was able to overcome it, you are going to be able to overcome it as well. We are going to delve into these waters of the fear of public speaking and how this impacts both the workplace and social contexts. And recently, a client asked me to delve deeper into this topic after noticing how the fear of public speaking affected not only his work performance, but also his social and personal life. And let me tell you, up to that point, he had always been a rather quiet person. He was more of a listener than a speaker, and he was very attentive to his surroundings in a good way, not in a hypervigilant way. He has always been a great empath who enjoyed social gatherings. But one day, he found his heart racing before getting together with friends and friends of friends, people he didn't know. This was repeated on other occasions with distant relatives and so on and so forth. So this request led me to pause and to reflect. This is not just, you know, performing in front of others. This is profound. And it can influence different aspects of our lives. That's why it's worth noting that if you are suffering this, you are not alone. This client is one of many with the same type of anxiety. For those interested in exploring more on this topic, remember that I have also written a detailed article in Psicología y Mente magazine. So if you can read in Spanish, you can go there and have a look at the causes, effects, and strategies to overcome the fear of public speaking. The link is in the description of this episode. It's cool, really, because whenever I do podcasts, I try to do them from a completely different perspective than the magazines. So there is additional free material for you to enjoy. But without further ado, and I'm looking at him, let's welcome Luciano, my husband, who hasn't been on the air for a long, long time. Hello, hello, hello.
Hola, permiso.
This is the English podcast.
Oh, I forgot. Long time no see, Georgie. So I forgot about things. So how are you? I'm very happy of sharing this space again. And the first thing I did when you invited me to this podcast was to go to the dictionary, try to find if this has a definition in the dictionary. So, and I found it, and it is called glossophobia. Glosso from language and phobia from fear. And it can affect people of all ages and backgrounds. It manifests in various ways, from the typical stress before a presentation to the absolute terror. So imagine this. One thing is to have a stress, butterflies in the stomach. The other thing is to have absolute terror. There's a difference there.
Yeah, huge.
Okay, paralyzing terror. So at the mere idea of speaking in public, terror, that's a problem. And for many, it's more than just fear. It's an obstacle, you know, and this obstacle can limit opportunities and can hinder personal and professional growth. For instance, you may have fear to speaking in public, and this fear may appear in a conversation at Christmas dinner, for instance, okay. talking about oranges and tomatoes. I don't know. So the effect, the impact of this, the repercussion of this mm-hmm. is one thing which could be
not so huge,
minor, okay? But the fear of raising an idea in a meeting at work with managers present, these managers might be captivated by this idea. And by not saying this, you miss an opportunity to showcase your talent.
Absolutely.
Or even worse, if you were silent and a moment later someone else comes up with the same idea and you say, oh.
Yes, and this happens a lot.
I should have been.
This happens a lot when people shush. And
so this leads me to think about three things. Mm-hmm. So there should be something behind this. There are deep-rooted causes for the emergence of this fear.
Right.
Okay, so a person may have had an experience that caused them shame in childhood, perhaps, or as an adult, they have received negative feedback at work.
Mm-hmm.
And when the feeling of something's not right, I am ashamed of myself, when this takes hold of us and we don't talk about it with anyone, these experiences can sow seeds of doubt and anxiety in our minds. And that will present a problem in the future, making us think that we have an unbearable fear,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So things in the past.
Right.
The second is social pressure and irrational expectation. So this can also contribute to the fear of public speaking when we feel the need to impress others,
mm.
when we think, we imagine ourselves by being seen by all this audience
mm-hmm.
that is paying a closer look at what we are doing. And most of the times it is just our imagination.
Yeah.
And something else, to be perfect in every word and gesture. So remember, perfection,
right.
it is not... It doesn't exist.
No.
And perfection paralyzes.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the second topic. And the third is a cycle, the fear cycle.
Right.
What's the fear cycle? So when you, at the beginning, you are afraid of making mistakes. And this makes you more prone to make mistakes.
Right.
So this in turn reinforces our belief that we are not good enough, which further increases our anxiety in future public speaking situations. So it is a cycle and we need to understand it and try to break this cycle, this pattern.
Yeah, I agree with what you've pointed out and I liked it because you were very clear in saying them one point at a time. So, as you mentioned, from traumatic episodes in the past to social pressure and irrational expectations, these causes can feed the fear and perpetuate the negative loop you were referring to. And it's crucial to explore these deep roots to understand and address the fear from its origin. Otherwise, we'll go through life applying patches until they fall off and the wounds are exposed again. And I can see so many people on social media, on YouTube, you know, giving advice about how to overcome the fear of talking in public, but they are not really addressing something deeper. So you cannot tell someone do this until that person hasn't understood why they are behaving the way they are. So you mentioned number one, our past, our deep causes. So most of us have had experiences in our lives that have left us emotionally scarred. All of us, you know, because we're human beings and because we interact with others. These experiences can include moments of shame or humiliation or criticism in public. Sometimes it doesn't have to be so huge. You know, I imagine somebody who prepares herself so well to do a presentation in fourth grade and then suddenly all the guys at the back of the classroom start laughing at her and that is enough for her to feel that way. Maybe the children were misbehaving about something different, but that scarred this little girl. When we explore our emotional path, we can discover cover how these experiences have contributed to our fear of public speaking. For example, a moment when we were ridiculed in school, as I mentioned before, may have left a deep mark on our self-esteem and may have increased our anxiety at the thought of being judged by others. Just the example I gave you. So recognizing and understanding how our past experiences have emotionally affected us is an important step in addressing our fear of public speaking from the roots. I was working with a client who had difficulty studying as a child. She had a lot of support and she applied herself a lot. And so now she's doing really well in college. And she told me in one of the sessions that in her study groups, she becomes inhibited. So I asked her, who is afraid to speak? The little girl who was ridiculed because she found it difficult to study and to pass exams? Or the adult who is doing so well and who is managing so well? And we paused. And it was so moving because she was crying and she acknowledged that it was her little girl.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was her scarred girl. So once she understood that, her perspective changed. So now that we know what is inhibiting us, we can put all our energy into concrete actions to overcome the issues.
Going into the past, try to detect these experiences.
Exactly, the pattern
of trauma in the past and try to understand those experiences.
And then I don't remember so well the order in which. So what was number two for you?
Social pressure and these expectations that are not real, that we imagine these high expectations which tends to perfection.
Yeah. Yeah. So this social pressure and these irrational expectations can form limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs are deeply ingrained ideas that prevent us from reaching our full potential. They may have formed from messages we received in childhood, as we mentioned in the previous point, or maybe they are the result of external or self-imposed pressure. Sometimes it's ourselves that have huge expectations for our performance. It's essential to explore our underlying beliefs about public speaking so that we can identify and especially challenge those almost ridiculous beliefs that are holding us back. For example, the belief that I am not relaxed when speaking in public. I cannot be very chill when speaking in front of others. That can fuel the fear of judgment and criticism from others, because if I think that I am not relaxed and that I am not very chilled, I think people are going to judge me, they are going to criticize me, etc., etc. So that needs to be analyzed, and that person needs to see why she cannot relax in public or why he cannot relax in public and what they can do about it. Personally, when I studied for my first bachelor's degree, by the third year, we had a very challenging set of public presentations. It was so challenging, really difficult. And it was important for me to do them well because they were crucial to passing to the next year. So if I didn't do this well, I couldn't move on to fourth year. And I remember being super prepared for the first presentation I had to give. But instead of thinking about all the things that I had to share, I looked at the teacher who was evaluating me, and suddenly I felt that what I had to say wasn't relevant.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, poor me. I was there. But anyways, no, it's not poor me. Everybody, you know, we all can relate to this. Maybe the fear of public speaking sometimes is connected to what I felt, which was the fear of, you know, saying something ridiculous and being criticized by others. So I think it's important to highlight that in the first and the second years, my grades were exceptional. I had worked with blood, sweat and tears, as Winston Churchill would say, to pass all my exams. I had a terrible fear of disappointing my parents, who were paying for my studies in another city. So they were paying for a flat, they were paying for my studies, they were paying for my living in another city. And they never required me to work. They never asked me to perform well, but I self-imposed that pressure.
You put the bar so high and you wanted to continue way above that bar.
Exactly. So that single day of feeling so blocked when I saw my teacher and I felt what I had to say was silly, led me to believe and to create this limiting belief that I would never handle presentations. Fortunately, I had the clarity to start observing a classmate who was the complete opposite to me. She was relaxed, she was having a lot of fun, and although she made plenty of mistakes, she could laugh at herself and turn over a new page. And this is like so challenging sometimes because we stick to something that is not really positive. And she was an expert at being on her side. So I understood that it wasn't a matter of effort, but a matter of attitude. And instead of worrying about impressing others, I focused, like my classmate, on being authentic and enjoying the process of sharing my knowledge. And that's how my confidence grew. It didn't happen overnight, but I left perfection aside to put imperfect action at the front.
So you were looking for another person, like a role, like a model.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
So let's talk about the third root cause, which is the fear cycle.
Yes. Yes. And what you said is very real, because the nervous system gets so stressed out that it looks for examples to prove the fears are real. This is neuroscience. When we put ourselves in survival mode, as if our lives depended on the presentation, we are going to get very stressed. We don't do it on purpose, but the loop is formed. We remember an unhappy past experience, like for example, what happened to me when I had to give my first presentation of many others, and I felt irrelevant and I felt silly. Or maybe we let other people influence us and we feel under pressure due to their expectations. So we stress out and say to ourselves that we won't be able to do it. Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm going to be a failure. This is too much for me. I'm not cut out for this, blah, blah, blah. So when we're speaking in public, maybe we are not having the time of our lives, but we're doing okay. Mm-hmm. However, we might stumble a little, or stutter a little, and it's already a good reason to say, oh, I knew I wouldn't be able to do this well. I am not good at presentation. So this is really the fear cycle and how we feed it.
Yeah, like the brain looking for confirmation. Yes. That's it. I told you.
Yes, something exactly, like exactly. From transpersonal psychology, the psychology I've studied and I embrace, transpersonal psychology invites us to explore all parts of our being, both the lights and the shadows. And it's not about getting rid of our shadows, the fears, the trauma, the things that we feel make us not valuable. It's all about integrating our past experiences with our fears and our aspirations. We can find greater coherence and authenticity in our relationship with public speaking when the wounds that we have are too small for the size our heart is taking. So it involves accepting our vulnerabilities and strengths, recognizing that fear is part of being human. We all experience fear. So that is important for me. So for some, the fear of public speaking may be related to something even deeper, which is a disconnection with themselves. You mentioned this mm-hmm. when you talked about paying attention to what others think about us instead of,
Then you lose this connection with yourself. You are focused on others instead of focus on yourself.
Yes, that is an expression that is our inner guidance system. We lose connection to our inner guidance system. And sometimes
GPS.
Sí.
We have a GPS.
Sí, but it's an inner GPS.
Okay.
Yes. Good. And it is fundamental to be connected to self with capital letters. And sometimes we are disconnected from the transcendent. Sometimes we need spiritual connection practices such as meditation, contemplation, dream work. Anything that can help us cultivate greater awareness and presence and embodiment in the present moment. If I'm embodied, if I feel a sense of connection and purpose beyond myself, my little, you know, ego, I can free myself from fear and embrace the experience of public speaking with more confidence, with more relaxation.
Okay, so how important is everything? And as you spoke, you presented ideas to overcome this fear, so I am taking notes. I have put all in an Excel file, rows, columns,
this is
charts,
what people...
okay? And now everything is organized.
Good.
So if you want, we can mention these four ideas that you were presenting.
I was intertwining.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
So, well, the podcast went on a bit too long. What have you thought so far? Do you feel identified with any of the things we are talking about here in the podcast? If you want, you can share it with us on our website, georginahudson.net, or also on our Instagram account, georginahudson.coach. In the meantime, we are warming up, and in the next edition of the podcast in 2 weeks' time, we will talk not only about very concrete practical techniques to overcome this fear of public speaking, but also about the underlying causes, because it would be very short-sighted to go into techniques without thinking about the origins. So, we thank you for your participation, we thank you for being there listening to us, and we'll see you in 15 days. A big hug.